Maria, M-A-R-I-A, Zavala, Z-A-V-A-L-A, 1215, 55, today 7:10, 69-year-old woman, divorced, has two children, currently lives with her daughter, who is considered her caregiver. She's originally from Brownsville, Texas, B-R-O-W-N-S-V-I-L-L-E. She's been in Houston over 35 years. She was working as a housekeeper, laundry, and different hotels in the past. Not just hotels, just put housekeeping in the laundry department and doing laundry for years, period. In your paragraph, she has, her past medical history is consistent with end-stage renal disease, stage 4. She was told she has 3 to 6 months to live without hemodialysis. She has refused hemodialysis, wants to be kept comfortable at home per daughter. Period. The patient has been referred to palliative and hospice care at this time for further evaluation and care at home since she has less than 6 months to live. Period. She suffers from hypertension, coronary heart disease, CHF, volume overload, bradycardia, chronic renal failure, stage 4, anemia, severe. Hospitalization. Patient has been hospitalized last week for a fall, possible femur fracture. MRI of the femur was negative for fracture. And 2 weeks ago had the same issue. Patient is quite anemic, dizzy, weak, ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, ascites, edema in the lower extremity, shortness of breath at all times. Patient was hospitalized at LBJ Hospital on Kelly Street here in Houston, Texas, at 5656 Kelly Street here in Houston, Texas, period. Surgery, has had eye surgeries in the past, no recent surgery, allergy, lisinopril, vaccinations up to date, family history, mom died of heart disease, and my dad died of COPD. I believe mom also had some kind of cancer, possible breast cancer. Medication includes iron tablets, 325 once a day, Norvasc 5 milligram a day, Lasix 20 milligram a day, Jardiance 10 milligram a day, aspirin 81 milligram a day, Norco 10-325 PRN for pain, has been on Tramadol previously, Vistril 25 milligram for anxiety and itching because of renal failure, and Tramadol previously for pain, which is not taking at this time, period. Blood pressure is 160 over 90 today. Pulse is 98 or 2 sats 92% on room air. An exam, we find a 69-year-old woman, very, very pale, appears much older than stated age. Has difficulty with shortness of breath with activity, walking, appears edematous, puffy with ascites and lower extremity, 3-plus pedal edema, period. Heart positive, stone positive, verse 2 with an S3 gallop. Lungs, bronchi, few rows in the both bases. Abdomen, soft, positive ascites. Neck shows no JVD. Skin shows no rash. Oral mucosa with that lesion. Lower extremity shows a 2-plus edema. This is a 69-year-old woman on assessment with end-stage renal disease. Patient has refused hemodialysis. She states that she's ready to die. Now with itching, nausea, chronic ascites, pedal edema, shortness of breath, and itching and frequent falls related to her severe anemia and syncope episodes, period. New paragraph. Her blood pressure is barely controlled at this time. She's on Lasix to help with volume overload, but since the fact that she has no renal function, Lasix is not going to work very well, period. She's anemic and does not want hemodialysis or any other treatments for anemia. She wants to be kept comfortable until she passes away. She's been told she has 3 to 6 months to live at this time. She also has had frequent falls, resulting in a hospitalization at LBJ Hospital with the possible femur fracture, which was ruled out via MRI or CT scan, period. Vistril is helping her itching. The nausea continues to be a problem. Renal failure, I do not have a bun and creatinine at this time, but would get records from LBJ Hospital for that reason, period. Patient's anemia is related to her kidney disease, and given her end-stage condition and no dissolve, very much, she has a very guarded prognosis with mostly less than 6 months. Period. Her daughter and patient are aware of her grave prognosis, and she wants to be kept comfortable at home till she passes away. She states that she has a will, and she's very comfortable with her decision at this time. Thank you.